Welcome back, everyone. We're diving into something truly epic today, the story of us. You know, from those single-celled beginnings to modern human.
A very long story.
It is. And you guys sent in some incredible material about the origins of life. Early primates, too.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole hominin journey. It's like a detective story, but it spans billions of years.
It's quite a journey, that's for sure. And it's amazing we can trace our lineage way back to that first spark of life on Earth.
Okay, so paint me a picture. We're talking billions of years ago, right?
Yeah.
What did early Earth even look like?
Okay, so imagine a planet that's still kind of chaotic, you know? Volcanoes erupting, lightning storms, oceans full of this primordial soup.
Mmm, primordial soup. Sounds delicious.
Not exactly something you'd want to eat, but it was the perfect breeding ground for those first self-replicating molecules, you know, the building blocks of life.
Self-replicating molecules. So that's where it all began. Wow. It's mind-blowing that something so tiny could lead to all the complex life we see today. Talk about humble beginnings.
Right. And the timescale is mind-boggling, too. We're talking billions of years for those single cells to evolve into multicellular organisms. Billions. Really puts things in perspective.
Billions of years. Yeah, that's hard to wrap my head around. So life is just bubbling away in this soup for, like, eons. And then what? Did things just stay that simple?
Well, not exactly. Things sped up. Fast forward a few billion years and things get a lot more interesting. Around 540 million years ago, we have this event. It's called the Cambrian Explosion.
The Cambrian Explosion?
Yeah.
Sounds dramatic.
It was. It's like evolution hit fast forward. Suddenly this burst of diverse life forms is evolving like crazy.
That burst of life. So, like, what kind of creatures are we talking about here?
Well, this is when we start to see key features developing, like bilateral symmetry, you know, having a left and right side. And the first nervous systems appear. Think of it as laying the groundwork for vertebrates, animals with backbones.
Like us. So all vertebrates, from fish to dinosaurs to humans, can trace their origins back to this Cambrian explosion. That's a big family reunion.
It is. A pivotal moment in the history of life. And from there, evolution just keeps chugging along. We see the emergence of the first fish swimming around with their brand new backbones.
Hold on, are you saying we came from fish?
Not directly, no, but our very ancient ancestors were aquatic. There's this fascinating fossil. It's called Haikoutis, one of the earliest fish we know of. Amazing to think our lineage goes all the way back to those little swimmers.
So how did we get from fins to feet? How did our ancestors make that leap from water to land?
Ah, well, that's where a fossil like Tiktaalik comes in. It's called a missing link, you know, because
right.
It has characteristics of both fish and land-dwelling animals.
So, like, a fish with legs?
Kind of. Imagine fishy features, but with strong limbs that could support its weight on land.
Wow. So Tiktaalik is venturing out of the water.
Yeah.
Taking those first, like, awkward steps onto land. It's an incredible image.
It is. The environment was changing, and there were all these new opportunities opening up on land. It took millions of years, of course, for those adaptations to evolve.
Yeah. Okay, so we've gone from primordial soup to fish to creatures crawling onto land. Starting to see how the pieces fit together. But where do primates fit in? When do our tree-dwelling relatives show up?
Well, at some point, a group of mammals started adapting to life in the trees, the early primates. And they developed some really cool features that would eventually, you know, lead to us.
Give me the primate highlights. What made them so special?
Well, they developed forward-facing eyes, so better depth perception.
Mm-hmm.
Really important for navigating branches, you know. And grasping hands and feet with opposable thumbs, perfect for clinging on to things. And maybe most importantly, they started evolving larger brains.
Larger brains. Aha. So that's where my love of learning comes from, my primate ancestors.
Could be. Those larger brains allowed for greater intelligence and more complex social interactions, a key trend in primate evolution, the development of social intelligence.
So social, adaptable primates living it up in the trees. But I know the story doesn't end there. What happens next? This is where our branch of the family tree really starts to take shape, right?
Exactly. And this is where things get really interesting. So around 7 million years ago, a group of primates in Africa did something extraordinary. They started walking upright on two legs. These were the hominins, our direct ancestors.
Wait, walking on two legs? That's a huge change. What made them do that?
That's a question that has puzzled scientists for ages. There are lots of theories, but it probably had to do with changes in the environment and the need to adapt. You know, imagine walking on all fours versus standing upright. It's a whole different way of interacting with the world.
It is. It must have freed up their hands to do all sorts of things. So is this where the human part of human evolution really begins?
You could say that. And we have incredible fossil evidence from this period. Have you heard of Lucy?
Lucy, is it the famous Australopithecus efferensis, the one who walked upright?
The one and only. Her skeleton clearly shows she walked on two legs. She's a crucial piece of the puzzle in understanding our evolutionary past.
It's amazing we have actual fossils from these early human ancestors. And their brains were getting bigger too, right? Was that because they were walking upright?
Well, that's a bit of a chicken and egg question, but yes, brain size definitely kept increasing throughout hominin evolution, and that obviously is linked to greater intelligence and all sorts of cognitive abilities.
So our ancestors are getting smarter and more capable. What do they do with all that brain power?
Well, one group, Homo habilis, started making tools, hence the nickname Handyman.
Handyman, I love it. So bigger brains lead to tools. What did that do for Homo habilis? Did it change how they ate or how they socialized or how they interacted with the environment?
Huge impact. Tools allowed them to access new types of food, build shelters, and even defend themselves better. Toolmaking was a major leap forward in human evolution.
This is getting really interesting. We're literally tracing our family tree back millions of years. And it sounds like tools played a crucial role in our development. So what happened next? Where did Homo habilis lead us?
Well, Homo habilis led to Homo erectus. They came onto the scene about 1.8 million years ago. Real trailblazers, these guys.
Trailblazers. In what way?
Well, they were the first hominin to venture out of Africa, spreading out to different parts of the world.
Wow. Talk about an adventure.
Yeah.
So all modern humans originated in Africa, and then Homo erectus is leading the charge, populating the planet. Incredible.
That's the main theory, yeah. And they were pretty skilled too. Homo erectus mastered fire, developed more sophisticated tools too, like the Acheulean hand axe.
Fire, tools, global migration. Sounds like Homo erectus was a busy bunch. But wait, weren't there other types of humans around then? Neanderthals. I remember reading about them.
You're right, Homo sapiens, our species, wasn't alone. We actually coexisted and even, get this, interbred with other hominin species, Neanderthals.
Denisovans.
Interbred, wait, you mean like have babies together? That's fascinating. It's also kind of strange to think about. I mean, if we were all hanging out together, well, why are we the only ones left? What happened to the other human species? Another great question, and one that scientists are still debating. Lots of theories out there. Competition for resources, climate change, maybe even disease. Probably a combination of things, really, that led to their extinction.
So we were one of several human species walking the earth, and now we're the only ones. I don't know, it's kind of humbling, isn't it? And a little bit eerie, too.
It is, and it does make you wonder what makes our species unique. What allowed Homo sapiens to thrive when the others didn't?
Okay, so we've covered billions of years of evolution, from those single-celled organisms to the emergence of Homo sapiens and our interactions with other human species. What a story, but what about culture? Language, art, all those things that really make us human. When did those things emerge?
That's where things get really interesting. As our brains evolved, so did our capacity for abstract thought, symbolic communication, social complexity. And we start to see evidence of that in the archaeological record.
Evidence like what? Give me an example. I'm picturing ancient humans sitting around the fire, telling stories, painting on cave walls.
Not far off. We've got cave paintings that date back tens of thousands of years. They depict animals, hunting scenes, even abstract symbols. It's a glimpse into the minds of our ancestors, their creativity.
Cave paintings are pretty impressive. But what about language? When did we start talking to each other? I mean, grunting and pointing can only take you so far.
That's a tough one to answer. Language doesn't fossilize, but we can look at things like the structure of our vocal tract, the development of symbolic thought, the increasing complexity of social interactions. It was a gradual process for sure, evolving over time.
So no one knows for sure, but it was clearly a major turning point. I can't imagine building a civilization without being able to talk.
Exactly. Language allowed us to share ideas, cooperate, and pass knowledge down to the next generation. A real catalyst for cultural evolution. Really set us apart from all other species.
Makes sense. So we've got language, art, culture starting to blossom. But it wasn't all cave paintings and campfires, right? Our ancestors had to deal with some pretty rough conditions, I imagine.
Oh, absolutely. Climate change has been a constant throughout history. Our ancestors had to adapt to ice ages, changing sea levels, you name it.
You know, I was watching a documentary about the last ice age the other day, and it made me think, wow, imagine if we were still walking on all fours. Getting across a glacier like that would be pretty tough.
Great point. Our ancestors were incredibly resilient and resourceful. They didn't just survive these harsh environments, they thrived in them.
Makes you appreciate those little comforts we have in modern life, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So we've talked about the origins of life, the evolution of primates, the emergence of Homo sapiens, the development of culture and language. What else is there to cover in this epic saga of human evolution?
Well, we've only just scratched the surface. There's so much more to explore, from the rise of civilizations to agriculture, technology, everything that led us to this complex world we live in.
Whoa, hold on. That's a lot to cover. We might need a whole other deep dive for that.
I agree. But for now, let's focus on one key development that really changed the course of human history, the agricultural revolution.
Ah, yes. The dawn of farming. Tell me more.
So about 10,000 years ago, something truly revolutionary happened. Humans started to cultivate plants, domesticate animals. A major shift from that nomadic hunter-gatherer lifestyle to a more settled, you know, agrarian way of life.
So instead of chasing our food, we started growing it ourselves. That's a pretty big deal. How did that change things?
Totally changed the game. Agriculture created food surpluses, which led to population growth and permanent settlements. This, of course, led to specialization of labor, social hierarchies, and ultimately to the development of cities and civilizations.
So farming was the key to everything. Who knew that a little bit of dirt and some seeds could have such a huge impact on human history?
It's incredible, isn't it? And it shows how even a simple innovation can have these like ripple effects that change everything, our social structures, our technologies, even our relationship with nature.
This is blowing my mind. We've come a long way from that primordial soup to the rise of agriculture. But did agriculture have any like downsides? It wasn't all sunshine and roses, right?
That's a great point. Agriculture brought a lot of benefits, but it also had some unintended consequences. Settled societies meant increased competition for resources and land, which could lead to conflict and inequality.
A double-edged sword, it sounds like. Progress always has a price. So we've got agriculture changing human societies, laying the foundation for the modern world. What's next on our evolutionary journey?
Well, after the agricultural revolution, human history is just this whirlwind of change and innovation. We see cities, empires, complex social structures, and technology. Technology just takes off, from the wheel to the printing press to the internet. An amazing story of ingenuity and adaptability.
So from farming villages to global civilizations, all in the blink of an eye, evolutionarily speaking, it's mind-boggling. But where do we go from here? Are we still evolving? What will humans even look like thousands of years from now?
Now that's a question that everyone wants to know the answer to. It's impossible to predict the future, but we can make some educated guesses. And I think it's safe to say that our relationship with technology will play a huge role.
Okay, now you're getting into science fiction territory.
Yeah.
But seriously, how do you see technology shaping us? Will we all have, like, super brains? Bionic implants?
Well, it's certainly possible. We're already seeing the early stages of this. Advancements in bioengineering, artificial intelligence, genetic engineering, all these technologies have incredible potential. They could really change our biology, our minds, even our understanding of what it means to be human.
It's both exciting and a little bit, scary to think about. Like, we're on the verge of this whole new chapter in human evolution.
Yeah.
And we're the ones writing it.
Right. And that's a big responsibility. As we merge more and more with technology, we really have to think about the ethical implications, you know? Ask those tough questions about what it means to be human in this age of AI and genetic enhancement.
It's funny, though, how even today we can see traces of our evolutionary past, like our love of, sugary and fatty foods. That's left over from our ancestors who needed to, you know, store energy to survive.
Exactly. Those cravings were once essential. But in our modern world, with food everywhere, they can cause problems. It's like our bodies haven't quite caught up to our lifestyles.
Our bodies are lagging behind. Well, this deep dive has really given me a new perspective on human evolution and on myself. It's made me realize that we're part of this huge story, a story that connects us to all life on Earth.
It's a story that's still being written, and we all have a part to play in the next chapter.
What a journey this has been. From that primordial soup to, maybe a future with bionic implants, it's mind-blowing how much has happened in just a few billion years.
It really is. It just goes to show you the power of life, this remarkable journey that brought us to right here, right now.
I think the biggest takeaway for me is that human evolution is still happening. It's not something in the distant past. It's happening right now.
I couldn't agree more. And understanding where we came from can help us understand who we are today and where we might be going in the future.
Well, that's about all the time we have for today. We hope you enjoyed this epic journey through time. From those single-celled beginnings to the, complex creatures we are today.
It's been a real pleasure exploring this with you.
And a huge thanks to all of you for joining us on this deep dive. As we continue to evolve to shape the future, let's do it with a sense of wonder, a commitment to ethical choices, and a deep appreciation for the amazing journey that brought us here.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Keep exploring, keep questioning, keep marveling at the wonders of the universe. And until next time, keep on evolving.